Thanks, Wilds. Our steel shop star is Sam Gray. Sam, what was the difference between the sides in the second half? From upstairs, it looked like possibly the Giants a bit cleaner.
Yeah, they were a lot cleaner than us in the second half. Probably a lot tougher as well over the footy. They just got it going forward and their mids were able to run onto the ball and they got onto a few goals in the end. So, yeah, it cost us.
Sam, you started well. The conditions seemed to suit Port Adelaide, including yourself. And we thought at half time you're clearly the better side with the momentum going in with Ebert's goal. But third quarter, they just completely obliterated you.
Yeah, it started inside in the middle and they were getting crucial clearances and getting it forward. And it was tough for our defenders to stop it. So, yeah, I guess the third quarter probably cost us in the end.
Hey, Sammy, Tim Ginnivan, was that the message? Just seemed like a lack of that intensity that was there in that first half just seemed to go missing for 5 minutes in the third quarter. Then they went bang, 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 three goals and took over the game.
Yeah, we just spoke about it. And we're probably a team that plays a good half footy each week.
Yeah.
So we need to go back and work, and we need to work out why we can't do it for a full game, because if we can do it for a full game, we know we can take it up to the good teams.
So that was one message, Sammy, from Ken Hinckley after the game. Anything else that he spoke about that you can share with us in the review?
Probably ground balls. They out-hunted us. And they like we just said, they're a lot cleaner than us, and yeah, all their mids eventually got on top. We were going pretty well in the first half, and then yeah, after half time we stopped for some reason.
Well, I reckon one of the reasons was Mumford. Up to half time, we thought Trengover's outstanding. Really took. I think Mummy only had one possession, Sam, but he lifted his work rate. Just the sheer weight of numbers, it's hard for Jacko.
Yeah, Jacko's been brilliant for the last 10 weeks. However long he's been rucking, so he's doing a really good job for us. But we need to help him out as well. So we're still really proud of what Jacko brings to the team, and he's been doing a really good job for us.
Sammy, your thoughts on your season? Hasn't panned out the way that you would have liked after a terrific back half of last season. 13 possessions in the opening quarter today, probably a little bit quiet after that. Has it been a frustrating year for yourself, and what are you working on?
Yeah, I guess I've been thrown around in a few different roles. Yep. Going wing, which is a position I haven't played too much of, so I'm trying to work that into my game as well. And I guess you've got to be fit to play the wing, so I've got to work on that as well. And consistently, I haven't been doing that each week, so that's something I've got to work on.
What you did do was 13 tackles, which is a fantastic effort. Just seemed to be a bit of panic at times, Sam, going forward. I know they had a spare man back. Just a case of lifting the eyes or just waiting that crucial moment. I know conditions were tough, but the amount of entries you had and for a limited score made it difficult.
Yeah, we spoke about that. Us mids needed to hold it a bit longer to give our forwards time to reset, because at times they were up the ground and they obviously had a spare, so we needed to hold it longer so to give our forwards time to get back, and we were just bombing it to their spare, so that hurt us a lot as well.
Hey, another thing, I think it could have stayed inside 50 maybe a bit more for Port Adelaide's forwards. Giants had 23 tackles inside 50 to Port Adelaide's 11, so that sort of suggests that there wasn't as much intensity inside 50 there could have been.
Yeah, we had that stat after the game as well. We got well and truly beaten there, so we've looked at that, and that's something obviously we need to work on, because that's not good enough.
Do you sit down now and work out, you know, probably clearly not going to make the finals now, what you want to get out of the rest of the year? Have you spoken about that yet, or you do that during the week?
We just had a quick chat. We want to keep trying to win, keep trying to play tough footy, tough Port Adelaide footy. We obviously brought that for the first half, and then that dropped off, so try and work out and try and play some four-quarter footy and get some wins on the board.
Well, you're our steel shop star. Thanks for your time, Sammy Gray.
Thanks, guys.